Blake Mernon is the product development manager for CHS Agronomy. He says that seed treatments are a great way for producers to maximize their yield potential. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
A critical first step is using a quality seed treatment to protect seed and seedling from environmental and pest pressure that can harm seedling health. Disease pathogens, nematodes, and insects are just a few of these stressors that can kill or damage seed and seedlings, resulting in poor nutritional uptake, reduced stand establishment, and possibly substantial yield loss. Continued advancements in seed treatments now allow us to protect the seed from a variety of pests that may affect health and overall crop yield. But as pest type and its severity often varies by geography and year, depending on its environment, it's challenging to anticipate and consistently meet the needs of your growers.
Mernon talks about what seed treatment trends he sees as retailers and growers prepare for another season.
While fungicides remain the base for any seed treatment, protecting against diseases such as Phytophthora, Pythium, Rhizoctonia, and Fusarium, there is a shift from insecticide to nematicide as the second most important component in a seed treatment. That is because the intensity of insect pressures tends to be cyclical, while disease pathogen and nematode pressure, once established, is always there, striking when the environment and conditions are favorable.
He says prepackaged seed treatments often work for most operations, but other growers want options tailored directly to their farms. Produced by the Ag Information Network.